Amen. Let's go to the Word of God before we go to prayer. And I just want to read one verse to you. And this is from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we read, Lord, your chapter on blessings and cursing. We know the first 15 verses is blessings, but the remaining 40-some are curses. And we know that they are a sign. And so we've seen the signs and events of the parousia of Christ. And we've seen, been looking at the end time scenes and looking at all these things, which are your seed word, and yet they are coming to pass. Therefore, they're not seed anymore, but they are actually a full-grown plant. And so they are ready for harvest. And so, Lord, we know the bride is ready for harvest, and we know the wicked ones, the evil ones, are setting themselves ready for their burning. So, Father, we just commit, Lord, our study this morning in your name, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, this morning I came a little bit late for church, and I'm working on some sermons. I actually have about 14 in the pipeline. And once we get done with the end time scenes, which we have tidal waves and earth shifting, earth movement, we also have the Council of Churches, and we also have the Economic Depression Judgment, the end time Economic Depression Judgment. That'll be four sermons long. Then we have about 8, maybe 10, that deal with the word seed. Now, there's actually quotes, about 68 quotes, Brother Branham's on word seed, and then their seed word, which is another 13 or so. But then we have some sermons on it about the life in the seed. And it's interesting language that Brother Bram uses, because he really talks throughout his entire message that the word is the seed. And that all of these things that we are seeing take place today are those seeds which God has laid in his word and are coming to pass. Like, you know, we've talked about Jerusalem becoming a nation, and we talked about the tunnels and the earthquakes and all this other stuff. Well, this morning we're going to look at methane gas and the earth burning. Now, it's interesting because whether they frack or not, the methane gas is coming out of the earth. It's coming up through the waterways. It's coming up through cracks in the earth. So if it was completely dry outside and your earth starts cracking, well, then know one thing, methane gas is coming out as well. So from the paradox, we see, Brother Brown said, we see the world geographically. We see the signs, the earthquakes in diverse places. And by the way, I did send some of you the latest the last 48 hours. There's been one earthquake greater than 7. There's been one that's under 7. And there's 20 that are 5 to 6. And there are 84 that are above 4. So, and then I can't remember what the rest of them were. But anyway, so in other words, there's been well over 100 earthquakes. Actually, I think it's 240 earthquakes, he said. Because when you get down to you know, 2+, you know, they're not worth talking about, but they are significant in that certain locations, you know, coming from certain locations. So anyway, so we're seeing on the earthquakes much, much more prevalent. So anyway, Brother Brown says, we see the world geographically. We see the signs, earthquakes in diverse places, nations against nation. We see all things that's predicted. We see fearful sights in the skies. man's heart failing or failing, flying saucers and so forth that they can't explain. Investigating judgments coming to the earth. We see the atomics hanging out yonder everywhere, and the great missiles can carry total destruction in an hour. Actually, you know, yeah, in an hour, because by the time it leaves Moscow, it takes 20 minutes to get to the U.S. And so it is within an hour. Now, he says, but we see also who made the promise and was said, the same Jesus that was taken up from you will come again in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. We're watching for that glad day to come. And I can just say without reservation, I think we all are want to get out of here. But we don't want to do it like the Kenyans, you know, who their pastor told them it was okay to get with Jesus, just commit suicide. And then he harvested their organs. So, you know, there's such wickedness in this world that I don't know. Anyway, so looking at the World Ocean Review, the climate change impacts on methane hydrates. Huge amounts of methane are stored around the world in the sea in the floor in the form of solid methane hydrates. These hydrates represent a large energy reserve for humanity. Climate warming, however, would cause the hydrates to destabilize. The methane, a potential greenhouse gas, would escape unused into the atmosphere and could even accelerate climate changing. So they're worried about climate change, but you know, Al Gore said in 2014 that New York would be underwater, so he's just a liar. And I remember back in high school, they told us we were going to have another earth freeze. So they don't know what they're doing. They just know that they see certain things. And because they don't read their Bibles, they don't know what those certain things are. All right. But you see a couple pictures here in the water of the methane gas coming to the surface. There was an entire village of 500 wiped out a few years back because they were situated, their huts were situated near a lake. And one morning, some workers came to the village and they found everyone dead. So they thought they had committed suicide. Come to find out that in that particular lake, the methane was terrible. It was coming up and they had a weather inversion where it was kind of, it didn't cloud up, and I mean, the clouds didn't raise up off the ground, okay? And so it swept, it kind of worked its way into the village, and they all died in their sleep. So, anyway, at least they died in their sleep, all right? So, these hydrates then worked their way up to the surface. Now, the future home, Brother Branson, notice here, Peter said, and will melt with fervent heat, and works therein burn up. Not the planet, the works therein. In other words, all the bridges, all the buildings, every bit of man's works, his cars, his homes, everything will burn up. Not the planet, the works therein, the works of man. All their politicians and their schemes and all their denominations and man-made schemes will go with it when it burns. And heaven will pass away with a great noise. Did you notice here? Heaven will pass away with a great noise. Listen, the whole earth will be on fire and will ignite the gases. Let me pause there. The gases in the earth. All right. Now notice we have a picture here, and you notice almost around every single country, these are gases coming up from the ocean, and you see it just about in every place by the ocean. Now, also we're told that when the earth does turn, finally, everyone who lives within 200 miles of any of this water will die. So, just be warned. And will be, and the gas, an earth will on fire and will ignite the gases that's in the earth and explode it. It's exactly, talk the Bible said here, and the heavens will pass away and earth with a great noise. Such an explosion will rock it. Oh my, because it's got to kill every disease, every thistle, Oh, that's going to be great. No more thistles, no more poison oak. Okay? Everything there is to be done, the fire will burn it up. And remember, it's not altogether just a literal fire. It's also a holy fire, see, that will take away Satan and all of his, all the devils, both heaven and earth, amen, will pass away, killing all the germs, all the insects, all the nature, natural life on it and around it. Even the H2O, the water, will explode. Think of it. Think of it. Talk about noise. You think that that little noise out here in Tucson was something when he opened the sixth seal that shook the country around about and caused the talk. Wait till this earth receives her baptism. Again, you see another picture here of methane bubbles, okay, coming up in the ocean. All right, this is off of Alaska. Okay. Now, researchers say the Arctic Ocean is leaking methane gas at an alarming rate by Weston Morrow, Fairbanks Daily News, Miner, November of 2013. Fairbanks, ounce for ounce, methane has an effect on global warming more than 30 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Now, let's just let that sink in just a minute. All your diesel driving does only one third of what methane does. So, you know, the cars do add some, but nature adds a whole lot more, all right? So the carbon dioxide, and it's leaking from the Arctic Ocean at an alarming rate, according to new research by scientists at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Their article, which appeared last week in a peer-reviewed journal, Nature Geoscience, states that the Arctic Ocean is releasing methane at a rate more than twice scientific models had previously anticipated. All right. From the future home, Brother Ramson noticed in 2 Peter chapter 3, he uses the word world as the Greek word cosmos, which means the world order. The earth shall pass away and melt the elements with fervent heat. Now, this is a chart of it's gone up by 13.48% since 1993, and you'll notice the it's just really everything has gone up except for church attendance has gone the other way. Okay, now the earth shall pass away with melt the elements with fervent heat. See, doesn't mean that the earth, the planet, is going to pass away, but the world, the cosmos, the politician, or the politics, which I'm going to be so thankful that there won't be any politics. You can, you know, because right now, you know, if you turn on anything on the air, whether it's radio, television, or YouTube, it's all politics, just politics, all right? But it's all going to go. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a great world to live in when you get together and you talk about the word and not about politics, what they're doing in Washington. Okay, but the world, the cosmos, the politics, the sinners, the system of sin, disease, germs, everything that's wrong will pass away. Everything that once God once shook the heavens, but this time He said He would shake the earth. I should be. Not bold, but it should be in red because it's scripture we're quoting here. Heavens and earth. He shook the earth rather than this time He will shake the heavens. So, for we receive a kingdom that cannot be moved, the eternal kingdom. Again, you see, this is how the methane gas is being released from the earth. You can see the picture here. And for those online, I'll try to get it up at the top. You can see the picture of just one place in the world, and it looks like it's on fire. That's just because it's a telescope or whatever that senses methane gas, and so it's showing the methane gas released from the earth in these fissures. Okay, so I'm glad, you know, they can light their cigarette and blow the whole thing to kingdom come. From future home, he says, you know, when a man receives the baptism of fire, there's a lot of noise around there. They think that's a shame to hear people scream and shout like that. Wait till they start burning. They're going to scream and shout, and it's going to be nothing. I mean, it's going to be nothing to Pentecost. It's going to be a lot more devastating. Okay, wait till this earth gets her baptism. Yep. It'll explode it, the H2O, the water, for the Bible said here in Revelation 21, and there was no more sea. So the earth, the entire earth, will explode, but it won't fall apart. It'll just, all the water is going to explode, and it's going to just be, you know, Brother Brown said, every disease, every insect, every pollen, you know, it's all going. Anything that does you evil is going to be gone. And I'm just so looking forward to that, because, you know, especially Justin too, you know, we deal with pollen. So it's a great thing. All right. So this will change the whole surface of the entire earth. Shall burst and blow to pieces. All the outside crust and for hundreds of feet below it, it'll just simply be completely demolished. The atmospheres, notice the atmospheres, the gases that's in the earth now. Now, I've got a picture here, and we're just going to stop. And you notice a man holding a snowball that's on fire. A snowball that's got methane gas in it, and it's on fire. He lit it on fire. All right? So, just to let you know, the atmospheres are filled with gases. Brother Bram said they're going to go. All right? When they're finding these missiles that can't get through a great sphere up in there, way up in some kind of sphere, that there's all kinds of gases, they say, and that'll burst. The holy wrath of God will come upon it and will cleanse it and will change the entire surface. So we see again, and I just hold this for the people that are looking overseas so they can see the pictures there. Now, this picture is of a burning snow. Many have tried it in this past winter, and the snow actually burns. Elizabeth tried it. You know, of course, Elizabeth, she would try it too. I mean, she did. And she tried it, and it did. That was a few years ago. And I know people personally who have tried this, and the snowballs do burn. Now, I wrote this in 2016, so some of these things are dated, but they're still happening. And Elizabeth was, before... You know, she got married, and she had tried it and found that the snowballs do burn. I don't know, did you try too? Okay. Anyway, from proving his word, he says, but in the face of all scientific and believing age, God proved his word of promise true by sending them the flood. Now remember, in the days of Noah, it had never rained upon the earth. God had a mist to come up out of the earth and to irrigate, but it never rained. But Noah said, it's going to, now again, before I turn the page, for those looking on, these are snowballs that are on fire. Okay? So it's in the atmosphere. All right? Noah said it's going to rain. Now, that was, they could take an instrument, shoot up into the skies and say there is no moisture up there. There's no rain up there. We can prove there's no rain there. Regardless of what science said, God said it was going to rain, so that does it. Now, what did God do? To my opinion, when some of them shook the world a little and threw it out of cater, then it threw this back this way, and the heat of the earth into the cold only brought the moisture. And the world was covered over first, and the atmosphere is up there. The humidity in the air just come together in the form of a cloud and let it come down. That was all. We know today that there's fire up there because the gases are in the earth. The Bible said the heavens and earth will pass away with a great noise, and the earth shall melt with fervent heat. So we know that it's up there, so just the same as it was in the days of Noah. Now, he's explaining that they kind of did some stuff and shook the earth. Well, what he's explaining, because he does in Christianity versus Paganism, Brother Bram says that in the days of Noah, there was a war, and they used atomic bomb, and it was the Bermuda Triangle and India. And they found in 1950s all these glass lakes in India, and they were wondering where they came from. But then when they did the testing in the 40s in Utah or Nevada, and they saw that the atomic bombs that they tested had melted the sand, and when sand melts, it becomes glass. And so they found that they did have what Brother Branham was telling that they did have. So, in other words, it's a seed in the Word. It's also become manifest. Well, So anyway, so he says they shook the earth, and the earth tilted at an axis. It was at direct up and down, and it tilted at an axis, and that allowed you to have a summer and a winter. And of course, then you have heat and cold, and while you have heat and cold, you have condensation. How many of you have ever had leaking pipes? You thought they were leaking, and they weren't. They were just, your pipes were cold, but the air around them was hot, and so the condensation formed. All right, that's what he's talking about. Science has been documented for some years now, the methane gas coming up through the waters, and they have taken movies of the bubbles being lit with a torch and igniting. So these are certain people who you can see they're at their kitchen sink. They turn on the tap, and they've held a match close to it, and it ignited the flames coming out. Now, I wouldn't try that because, you know, you don't know if that flame actually would back up and, of course, torch the whole house. But anyway, you can see coming out of the sink, there's a bathroom sink here and a kitchen sink here, reversed, I guess. And anyway, you can see the water being lit, and it's coming to you. So I wouldn't drink anything from the tap because then, you know, of course, I know you people don't smoke, but you know, you do like to barbecue. And I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to see any of you barbecued. So, all right. So with the warming of the two poles, we are seeing much more methane gas, which had been stored by the frozen condition of the poles, actually have begun to melt down due to the general warming of the poles. And in the process, the methane gases are being released at an incredible rate in the atmosphere. They are now photographing the water being able to be ignited as the above photos show. How safe is your drinking water if you can burn it? How safe are our lakes and rivers if they can be set on fire? How late is it before we go home? We had better be praying. You can understand now why he said, unless he cuts the days short, there would be no flesh saved. Our food, our air, now our water. And not only the water, but the snow that comes down. I mean, it's just ridiculous what's going on. So, but they've been messing around with these things. Now, then we shift to solar flares and EMP dangers. From the rapture, Brother Branham said, isn't it a strange thing that not long ago on the East Coast, a big blackout, they couldn't understand it. Texas blacked out last week. They can't understand it. Don't you realize that that's a sign? Don't you know the nations are breaking? Israel's in her homeland, and these signs are indicating that we are at the end time. Now, if any of you that are kind of studious would like to put together a list of all the signs, be my guest. I'd love to see it. I just don't have time. I'm already working on 14 sermons ahead of this one. I mean, I'm up to 120, whatever the number is. And so anyway, God is just pouring forth a lot, but I don't have the capability, you know. I mean, I can do it, and I'm doing it pretty good. But anyway, if you know, we said there's 86 signs of the parousia, but then we didn't look at all the other things involved, like these things involved. And I mean, my goodness, there's so much seed word given by the prophet and prophets that we've got to be reading our Bibles. Because if you're reading your Bibles, I would take a yellow marker, and I would challenge you to do the same and just start underlining everything that you see. Because Deuteronomy 28, I was just looking this morning. And, you know, because we're going to be looking at the end time depression judgment, but, you know, I mean, verse 44, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee high, and thou shalt come down. In other words, not only these people coming across our border illegally, but the stranger that comes in legally because he's got a job. And he's got the job, but you don't. And he shall lend to thee, and thou shalt lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Well, I could go on and on and on about all the depression judgments written in this book. So, and what's interesting is the word is the seed, and the seed is manifesting. That's what I want you to see, that everything you see today is word. Everything you see is word. And it's fulfilling itself. So, don't you know the nations are breaking Israel's in her homeland? These signs are indicating that we are at the end. All right. So, anyway. So we get into solar flares. He said, the same time it's blacking out, don't you know that it's a sign that the prophet said, but there shall be, should be light about the evening time, and there will be light come forth in the evening time when the blackouts and things are going on the way they are now. Look at just how it blacked out. So Brother Branham is talking about electric blackouts. You know, New York blacked out. When Pope John came over, city of New York blacked out. I wish they would have stayed blacked out. Then we wouldn't have New York to deal with. But anyway, but these are all a sign. All right. Darkness is a sign. All right. It's a judgment. And he's saying, but God has given us great light. And he sure has. So from forsaking all, he said, here on earth, he had no shelter. They said, no place, no house, nothing belonged to him. But you know what? He became a shelter for every one of us. God made him a shelter for the whole human race. He had no shelter of his own, but he is our shelter. They've been talking so much about fallout shelters. Oh my, we got one. That's right. Fallout shelters go in some hole in the ground, and they tell me those bombs will hit and blast a hole in the ground for 150 feet deep, for 100 and something miles square. Well, now it's up to the point of it's the size of Texas. That Satan too will destroy up to the size of Texas. That's why they'd only have to have one or two bombs strike the U.S. and then they would just capitulate. They would surrender. And Russia would be here and Russia would be raping and pillaging because that's part of their war thing. So anyway, so why it would break every bone in you if you was a half mile deep in the ground? Sure, it would everywhere, but we got a shelter and Christ is our shelter. I'm so thankful for that, and I'm so grateful. Now, from behold, a greater than Solomon is here. He said, "Why you don't have to talk about bomb shelters? People are digging under the ground like moles, trying to get away from the atomic bomb. But how are you going to do it? Why they blow a hole in the ground about a mile deep for 150 miles square? Well, if you was 50 miles below the earth, plumb below the lava, the shock of it would break every bone in your body. There's no way of escape, only one way. But we've got a bomb shelter. It's not made with steel, but it's made out of feathers. Under his wings we rest." All right? Again, these are just pictures of how the solar flares, you can see the sun and the solar flares coming off, and how that they send out rapidly destruction. Okay, amen. And it's not down here, it's up there. You above it when you sail soar into his bosom. Sure, that's the escape. Okay, now from political, Juana Summers, this was done in 2013, as Washington decided what to do about potential nuclear threats from North Korea and Iran. Newt Gingrich returned to Capitol Hill on Tuesday to point out what he calls an equally danger, a grave danger, an electromagnetic pulse. Addressing members of the Electromagnetic Pulse Caucus, the former Republican House Speaker from Georgia said the fallout from a high-altitude nuclear blast known as an EMP, which would damage or destroy the American power grids and electronics, would deal society a death blow. This could be the kind of catastrophe that ends civilization. And that's not an exaggeration. That's from Gingrich said at an event led by Representative Trent Franks of Arizona, who founded the caucus. Well, it seems like if they have a caucus, it's something that's on their mind. So, all right, now animals, birds, fish, and sudden death. Hosea says, "Listen to what the Eternal says, you people of Israel. Eternal One, I am bringing charges against everyone who lives in your land because there's no truth and no faithfulness and no knowledge of God in the land. There is only cursing and lying and killing and stealing and adultery, so that no act of bloodshed follows right after another. It's because you're breaking my most basic directives that the land will mourn with grief and even dry up like a desert plant." Well, again, you can see the land drying up here on the left and even on the Oh, these are he's collecting birds here on the right. And I think, look a little closer. It's actually, you can't see, but it's fish. Okay, they're dying off. So you got fish on the one side. You got a man collecting dead birds on the right. Those dwelling in waste away, as the wild animals, the flying birds, and the swimming fish are all dying. Well, that's the scripture. All right. So, again, we see the animal casualties. And you can see, really, the U.S. has more than any state or any country in Russia and in Europe. But from wisdom versus faith, the same thing they're doing right now, the atomic bombs and things, that these smart scientists things will destroy the whole race. They got fallout right now. That's just, you just burn your eyes out, give you cancer, everything. They turned enough of it loose in the ocean. They can't find it no more. When it gets loose, it'll destroy the whole world, they say. People will burn up in their own flesh. No wonder the Bible said, and the fowls of the air will eat upon the captain's flesh and so forth, rot from fallout and everything else. You know, in Chernobyl, it became a very ghost land, and certain breeds of wolves survived the fallout, and they just had havoc on all the deer and all the elk and all the moose and things like that that didn't make it. So, from a greater than Solomon is here. He says, right down here in the final windup of it all, when every nation is sitting on needle's point, when missiles are in the skies, tidal waves are hitting the banks, more people dying with heart trouble, especially men, than ever there was known. The Bible said man's heart's failing, fears, perplexed of time, distress between the nations, yeah, there is, and all these great signs that Jesus spoke of is here. And great, and he's poured out his Holy Spirit here, and set signs and wonders and gifts into the church, and the outside world standing on a ring, mocking and making fun of it. What will be their final doom? Religious men. So you see, the leading causes of death, heart disease and cancer, are way up there above everything else. This world is just ready to fall apart, and we're seeing it fall apart. And we actually know that it's word just being fulfilled. It is word that God said would be here. It is here. And we're actually able to watch. And that's why from the days of Noah up through Moses, up through Elijah, all through, they're going to want to spend hours and hours and hours with you people, because you are witness to the seeds of God fulfilling themselves. It's like, you know, someone sent, I think Elizabeth did, she sent the family a video of cutting down a tree, and when it fell, the pollen looked like an explosion, and it's just huge, just mega pollen. And I just think, you know, all of these things are now at the end time, and they are all getting ready to be released. So let's just bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. And I know it's just, it's an unsettling time, and yet it's just a joyful time to know that we won't be here when the first bomb blasts. And so let it come. The sooner it comes, the sooner we're out of here. So like Peter in his dream, his sisters were very upset, but he was just laughing because he knew the promise. And so, Lord, we know the promise. We know that we will be gone. And so, Lord, let the fire fly. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, I used to feel sorry for the world. I used to feel sorry for people that just don't know. And I don't feel that way anymore. I feel like, you know, it's at the end. God will somehow take our loved ones that are not there, won't be in the rapture, and maybe the bomb will be close by enough that they were changed into the other dimension, and they'll go to that sixth dimension and sit there, all right, while the others come from the sixth dimension and we go to meet them. So, you know, I don't feel sorry anymore. It's God's word is being fulfilled. And so I just want to be in His Word and part of His great plan for us. All right. God bless you.